This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. The U.S. House has failed to override it, so President Trump's first veto will stand. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Democratic-led House has failed to override the president's veto of a resolution that would have blocked his border emergency declaration. The vote was mostly along party lines, but still shy of the required two-thirds majority. That gives the president a big win in his bid to spend billions more on border barriers. He declared a national emergency to bypass Congress, which had authorized far less money than he wanted. While he'll now be able to spend more, it may not happen fast because of lawsuits that could take years to resolve. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Congressional Democrats are pressing the Justice Department to provide the full report put together by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. This, as Republicans say, it's time to move on from the investigation of now disproven allegations of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
President Trump says he wouldn't be bothered at all if Robert Mueller's report is made public. Six House Democratic Committee chairs have written to Attorney General William Barr demanding the report and underlying evidence by April 2nd. California Congressman Adam Schiff, who heads the Intelligence Committee, says he still wants to know if the Russians got to Trump or his family.
We have yet to be briefed on the counterintelligence findings of Bob Mueller.
Barr's four-page letter does not detail what Mueller learned about Russia-related contacts during the 2016 presidential campaign and transition period. It also doesn't answer why several Trump associates lied to federal investigators or Congress about their contacts. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The British Parliament has voted to take control of Brexit away from Prime Minister Theresa May, at least for one day, Wednesday. The goal, alternative approaches towards a Brexit separation agreement. This is VOA News. Israeli warplanes carried out airstrikes in the Gaza Strip early Tuesday, while Israel's military reported continued rocket fire from the Palestinian territory. Reuters' Gracie Jerome has more.
The violence started early on Monday when a long-range missile struck a home just north of Tel Aviv, sent, Israel said, by Hamas from the Gaza Strip. Israel launched retaliatory strikes hours later. There was a lull in the fighting later in the day as Palestinian officials reported an Egypt-brokered ceasefire. Israeli officials didn't comment on any truce. And as air raid sirens in southern Israel broke the silence, more rockets broke the short-lived peace.
That's Reuters' Gracie Jerome reporting. The latest round of Gaza hostilities caused Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to cut short his trip to Washington on Monday, but only after President Trump signed an executive order granting U.S. recognition of Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. The founder and all-female editorial board of the Vatican's women's magazine have quit because of what they describe as a campaign to undermine their message. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma explains.
The editorial committee of Women Church World made the announcement in the planned April 1 editorial and in an open letter to Pope Francis. Founder Lucetta Scarafia writes, "We are throwing in the towel because we feel surrounded by a climate of distrust and progressive delegitimization." The board says there has been a Vatican campaign to discredit them and put them under the direct control of men that only increased after they denounced the sexual abuse of nuns by clergy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Prosecutors in Chicago abruptly dropped all charges against actor Jussie Smollett Tuesday, barely 5 weeks after the Empire actor was accused of lying to police about being the target of a racist anti-gay attack. City officials blasted the decision and stood by the investigation. Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
This is without a doubt a whitewash of justice and sends a clear message that if you're in a position of influence and power, you'll get treated one way, other people will be treated another way. There is no accountability then in the system. It is wrong, full stop.
The actor insisted that he had been truthful since day one.
This has been an incredibly difficult time, honestly one of the worst of my entire life, but I'm a man of faith and I'm a man that has knowledge of my history, and I would not bring my family, our lives, or the movement through a fire like this.
It was not immediately clear what prompted the decision to dismiss the case. In a statement, the Cook County Prosecutor's Office offered no detailed explanation. The city will keep the $10,000 in bail money Smollett paid to get out of jail after his arrest. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.
Voice of the OA.